Well, this morning we're visiting with Dustin Wyman because it's time for the third annual Cruising for Toys car show coming up. Pieces and Dreams Car Club organizes that. He's president of the club. Dustin, thanks for the time this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. It's got to be a nice time of the year to go out on a cruise.
Yeah, you know, it's we're coming to the nice weather season, and everybody loves to get their cars out. You know, when it's real hot, those luxury guys that have AC in their cars, you know, they really appreciate it, but that old car that I have, they don't have any AC. So.
All those fancy cars with air conditioning, huh?
Yeah, right.
All right, very good. Well, talk a little bit about the Pieces and Dreams car show. You've been doing this for just a few years now?
Well, this is actually our third annual in this time of year. In past, the past presidents have held it during Grizzled reunion time in July, and it's just darn hot. You know? So we kind of moved it as a club to September and kind of always wanted to do it that second weekend of September. So this year it's September 10th, 2022. It's on Main Street in Griswold. Registration's 9 to noon, and then the actual show is noon to 4. We do something a little bit unique. We do close Main Street from noon to 4. That way everybody can kind of walk across Main Street, enjoy the businesses here in town, and just have a good day. We've got barbecue Shack coming out, JR's Outback Smokehouse Barbecue out of Omaha. Jerry and his crew, they do an excellent job. That morning from about 8 to about 10:30 or 11, the Legion Post is going to do some breakfast for us that morning. And we hope to have about 150 cars if we can. One of the things that we do with this car show is we raise money for families around the Griswold area that are unfortunate, and we try to help them out during their holiday season. Whether we buy gifts for them, we buy some gift cards for maybe the kids. But we also do a toy drive that starts in November and goes through about the second week of December. And we've got the Methodist Church here in town that helps us out with that. They vet all of our families, so we don't have any idea who they are. We just raise the money and put that forth to the family. So that's kind of what we're doing with it this year.
Well, obviously a very good cause. Anytime you can put that money right back into the community and into the hands of people who could really use it.
Yeah. You know, I don't take credit for starting this. That was a long time ago, and I don't know who started it for sure with the club, but I aim to keep it going. I feel like it's, like you said, it's a good thing to put that money right back in the community. We are a non-for-profit. We don't keep any money other than just a little bit for the next year to kind of get us up and going, get the flyers made and everything like that. So, I would like to just, if I can here, just thank some of my sponsors that help us out throughout the last few years. And these are the folks that continually, year after year, do help us. Armor Insurance, United Group Insurance, Hansa Company here in Griswold, Cinex, Tiger Martin Griswold, Capital's Ace Hardware, Rolling Hills Bank, Houghton Bank, Wyman Body Works, Wyman CarQuest, Fastenal, Predator Trailers out of Omaha, Topline Buildings, and Keystone Automotive in Omaha. So those are the guys that really help make our show what it is and to get it going. And then what really makes it is the guys that come out to the show, bring their car so everybody can see them, because you would not believe just what little kids and adults alike, they just stand there in awe at the cars.
Well, and we love our machines, and they love to talk about them. I mean, the guys are all kind of show-offs. That's why they go to these shows. They want to talk about it and show you what they've got.
For sure. You know, in this year and in years past, what we do is we don't give out trophies. I'm not a big trophy guy. I like tools and that sort of thing, so I like to give out something that a guy can use. Just in years past, we've given out drills, buffers, some different polishers, tool sets like that. I like to give tools. That's what we do here in Griswold, and we're going to continue to do it that way.
Sure. Dustin, are these folks coming from a long way in some cases to bring those vehicles?
Yeah, you know, last year we had a gentleman all the way up from Storm Lake. He came down. He had a beautiful car. Came down, won the Long Haul Award, and he took a couple awards home. And then he also won Best of Show with his car. And, so they come from Omaha, Storm Lake, all over southwest Iowa. We get a lot of people out of Omaha Council Bluffs area just because we have a group that kind of runs around all together, and those guys really support me and my show. So.
Yeah. Are a lot of them pretty loyal? Do they come back year after year?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is our third year, but I would say they're loyal. Yeah, they bring a lot of information for me, how to make my show better, And they're all, you know, we're all just a big group of car lovers. So nobody's out for to be better than anybody else. We're just out to show our cars off.
Yeah. Has this always been a passion of yours?
Well, you know what my last name is, right?
Yes, I do. So I was kind of born into it.
I was kind of born into it, you know, racing and cars. And then, of course, I work in the body shop with my dad. So we kind of have quite a few cars of our own. And we just love driving old cars and letting people see them.
Yeah, absolutely. I suppose everybody gets into it for different reasons, but at the end of the day, the one thing you all have in common is that same love. Talk about the car club itself. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah, the car club. I don't know how many years it's been around. Roger Rose started it years ago, and about 4 years ago, after Roger's passing, I took it over and wanted to continue it. We don't have a lot of members. We have a few. So if anybody is interested in joining our club, they can contact me, talk to me the day of the show. We would love to get it so we have a huge following and make this thing and just as big as we can get it.
Yeah.
So like I said, our main thing is just the car show, what we do as a club, and then we give that money all back to the community. So
yeah, very good. Do you get together very often?
As much as we can. I mean, there's, you know, everybody's going to car shows, so I would say if we do get together, it would be for car show purposes, other car shows.
Sure. Do you get out to many car shows during the year?
Well, I try to make as many as I can. I do have a couple jobs that I have obligations to, so, and I don't always get to go to every one of them. But my dad makes quite a few shows around, and we do hand a lot of flyers out to let people know that we're going to have a show. I would say I probably make 10 to 12 shows a year. On average.
Well, that's not too bad. That's a good summer.
Yeah.
Definitely a good summer. Well, and hopefully the weather's nice so you get an opportunity to shine them up and make them, it's nice to have a little bit of sunshine and make them gleam just a little bit. Are you looking for pre-registration? Do folks need to get after this ahead of time?
So we do have, so my wife runs the Facebook page for our Pieces and Dreams Car Club. We were trying to have some pre-registration on there. And it just, for whatever reason, we can't get that to work right now. So they weren't going to get a break for pre-registration. It's $15 a day a show. And we just ask, you know, bring it that day and we'll get you registered. I'm not going to turn anybody away. That's not what we're here to do. So, if I have 300 cars, we're going to shut down all of Main Street as far as I can go.
I can't imagine $15 is going to stop anybody from bringing their car out.
I would hope not. Barely get a burger and fries for $15 anymore.
You got that right. All right. Well, very good. Well, again, registration 9 to noon, and then the show noon to 4. Just $15 for entries, and you can find out more information, I suppose, on the Facebook page, though, right?
Yeah, and if they have any questions, feel free to ask on our Facebook page, or they can contact me if they'd like, and I'll answer any questions they may have as well.
All right. That's in Griswold on Main Street, September 10th, coming up here pretty quick. Cruising for Toys. They're going to help out some folks during the holiday season this year, some folks who might not otherwise have a special Christmas, and hope you can be a part of that and help to raise. And if you don't have a car to bring down, just come on down and enjoy, because there's plenty to do, as we've already talked about. Dustin, thank you so much for the time here today. I hope you have a great day and a great show.
Thank you, Jim. You too.